Farm News on the Red River Farm Network. Significant white mold pressure is possible in both soybeans and dry beans this year. BASF Technical Services Representative Ken Dibert gives the credit to the moisture seen this season.
Not only the subsoil moisture, but we've been receiving some timely rains, albeit in a few, you know, isolated areas or pockets in some cases. But I think the key to remember here is these heavy dews in the morning and the higher humidity that we're experiencing currently, that is certainly going to allow white mold pressure to thrive, especially as these rows close in both dry beans and soybeans.
The timing of the fungicide application is important. That should be in the early R2 stage of development, which coincides with row closure. Dibert also recommends the selection of a spray nozzle that will produce a medium to coarse size droplet.
To create a little bit more velocity, or a little bit of weight, if you will, to drive those droplets into the canopy, because the key thing we got to remember with white mold is it starts generally starts in the lowest part of the canopy. When those oldest flowers start to dry down, that's where the white mold infection enters the plant. And that's not at the top of the plant, but that's certainly at the bottom of the plant for dry bean and soybean. And to select a nozzle that will drive those droplets into that canopy to allow for full coverage in the lower part of the canopy, the middle, and the top of the canopy.
Horn